proclamation number 4507 dated the December 11th, 1948. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, single quote. And I am with you when you speak my name, as long as your thoughts intend to reach me. Then I'm in your midst. Believe this and become aware of my presence when you speak of me, and imagine that I knock at every heart's door and request entry, and that you should not reject me if you want to gain my favor. You should be receptive when I want to talk to you through word or scripture, through thoughts or my servants on earth who bring you my word. For if you accept my word, you accept me myself in your heart. If you comply with it, you take communion with me, for then you will live in accordance with my will, which I will reveal to you through my word, with love, and through your deeds of love you will unite with me. You will establish such a heartfelt bond with me that you will hear me when I speak words of love to you and thus provide nourishment for your soul when I give you the bread of heaven, my flesh and my blood, when I come to you myself in the word. Let me stay with you often, let your thoughts drift to me and hold frequent spiritual conversations, so that I can always be present with you. For I gave you this promise myself, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And wherever I am you can only benefit, for I always hand out my gifts because I love you, my living creations, and want to make you happy. And the amount of my gifts of grace can be determined by yourselves. You can receive much, just as you can reject my love by turning your attention to the world, by interrupting your spiritual conversations and focusing on worldly interests. I let you do as you please and don't force you to listen to me, yet you deprive yourselves of much wealth. I can only give you as much as your free will accepts. I certainly offer you my grace, but I won't impose it on you. Yet you will lose my presence when you turn away from me, for I want to be desired in order to give myself. Nevertheless, I won't stop. Time and again I will send my messengers to prepare the path for me, and I will follow them if you are willing to receive me. And thus you can always make use of my grace. You can always be my guest just by remembering me and ignoring the world. For truly, I will give you better things than the world can give to you. Therefore, don't let me knock in vain but listen to my voice and follow it. Let yourselves be invited to take supper with me and be my guests, so that I can refresh you physically and spiritually with food and drink. Amen.